Country 102.5. Jackson and Rachel Womack.
Hey.
I'm so excited to do this right now. Here, we have this custom made for you.
Brand new banger.
Brand new banger.
Yes, I love it.
We don't get to play that often enough. So this is going to be the first time this song is ever played on radio, which I think is really cool. I appreciate you bringing this. We've heard a lot about it. It made our boss cry last night when you played it at Loretta's. This is Rachel Womack. She's going to be at Country 102.5 Street Party. Please tell us about this song because it's real special to you and it has touched already people around here.
Yeah, so a guy I dated for a long time, we broke up and then I didn't see him for a while. And then I saw him out downtown in Muscle Shoals and he was like, hey, I'd love to catch up over the weekend and get lunch. And I'm like, well, crap, you know, is this it? Are we like getting back together or is this closure that we never had? You know, cause my heart was still kind of hanging on. And, so I texted him Friday night. He didn't respond I waited for him to text me Friday night. Didn't hear from him. Waited Saturday night. Didn't hear from him. And so I was like, well, dang, there's only one lunch left tomorrow. So, I was like, texted him, do you want to get lunch tomorrow? And, he never replied.
Really?
Still, yeah, just never replied. And naturally, I was pissed and went into the songwriter's room a few days later. And I was just like, you know, don't say you want to get lunch if you don't mean it. Like, just don't say it, you know. And I was like, I guess that's just something people say, like, you know, trying to just fill it so it's not awkward or whatever. And as I'm telling the story, my co-writer, Derek Sutherland, is just like, that's our title, something people say. I was like, that is, okay, that's it. And we wrote the song. And
that's so relatable because I think that's something that happens to everybody, whether it's somebody who you're romantic with or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's just real life.
You say something and there's nothing, it's empty words.
Yeah, so we ended up writing this song. I hope y'all love it.
Oh, Rachel playing it for the very first time right now. Rachel Womack, go ahead. This is something people say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.